Blog Talk Radio. Testing. Alright. I just wanted to make sure that the microphones is working correctly. Testing 1-2. A lot of us. Well, that's all right, though.
I know. I just pray every night and just hope that it just gets better.
Yeah.
And if it don't, I just sustain and just hold on.
Let's see if this microphone better.
Not talking to
Will. So, tell your new listeners about your career in cosmetology.
Oh, yes, I enjoyed it. I got into a couple of competitions and I came in third or fourth place and did a lot of work in different schools. Taught a little bit at Bowles Beauty School. And it was very nice. I had my own shop for a while. I was pretty good. I must say so myself. But you know, you don't have too many beauticians out there that actually do hair anymore. No. They mostly just put weeds in. That's fine. But if you don't know how to actually do hair, then what happens when weeds go out of style, when people get tired of wearing them or want to come into confidence on their own, whatever they have to deal with?
I know, because personally, I don't really like women with weeds in their hair. They look good.
Yeah.
And you got to live with that. It's all over you. Wake up in the morning like you want to. Spiderweb.
Yeah, I can dig it. But then you have problems too. You have problems with the glue, or you have problems with the sew-in. And then when time comes when you just want to be you, a lot of women lose their confidence in being natural, being not even that. Even if you want to put a little relaxer in it, if your hair is short, you have a hard time finding a beautician that can deal with short hair.
Right.
So, I mean, it's hard, but you got to be creative. That's the deal. You have to be creative to do it. And then you have to have a knowledge that you deal with, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff they sell in the store and say you can use it. And that's only to make you have to go to a real cosmetologist because you'll mess up your hair.
Yeah. What about perms?
Well, perms were basically made for people with automatic straight hair. Now, what we call like the Jerry curl, that's a little bit too strong, even for people with straight hair, because there's too many different steps you have to go to acquire the curl, and then you have to use the upkeep product to keep it the way it's supposed to be. Now, it's trial and error. You have to find out what suits you and what's better for you and what you can deal with.
It's all right. It's all right. Because I know a lot of people out there get their hair braided and then turn around and try to put a perm in. It's all messed up.
Well, the braids are okay, but you have to realize you have to depend on what your hairline is like. If you have a thin and a hairline, that hair is going to get braided, started from the front hairline, and the more you get it braided, the more it's going to pull out. And next thing you know, your hairline is going to end up at the back of your forehead, at the crown, at the top. You got to be careful.
Yep.
And you have to go to a person that's in it for the job. I mean, you will make the money, but you have to really know what kind of hair you're dealing with, and you learn all that in beauty school.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn it, then you will know it.
That's right. A lot of people just think that because they got the gift to go out there and, you know, do hair and say, hey, I'm going to do some hair because I know how to do hair, but you always got to take a class, especially if you want to be a master at it, because you might have the gift to do it, but it's always a professional way of doing it.
Oh, yeah, because you got to know what kind of scalp you're dealing with, what kind of hair you're dealing with, the texture, what kind of chemicals they had in their hair, what kind of chemicals they put in their hair. It's a lot involved in it. And then you have to look at their face and know what they can wear and what they can't wear. A lot of people expect you to be a miracle worker, but you can't. You just got to deal with what you have in front of you and know what they could use.
Well, I hope y'all out there paying attention, because Miss Chris has just gave y'all a valuable lesson. And you know what I'm saying, making sure that your hair is where you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? Right now you don't want to be walking around for Christmas and New Year's with patches in your hair, so you pretty much want to watch what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Be careful and have everything right. Don't mix no chemicals.
No, you can't mix chemicals together. I was in this competition and a girl came in with one side of the hair with relaxer in it, and the other side of the hair, she tried to experiment by putting a curl in it. I believe it was a curly curl, if I'm not mistaken. But honey, she did not get what she thought she was going to get from that competition. Because you can actually put a chemical together.
Yeah, what about the colors, though? Because, you know, you notice a lot of people get perm and then they throw some color on top of that.
No, you can't do that. Now, you can get a rinse after you get it relaxed. But color, no, you got to wait a couple of weeks for that, depending on the stress of your hair. Then you might want to get the color.
All right.
The less is better. But if you just have to have it, then get a good cosmetologist to tell you how strong your hair is, what it can take, and what it cannot take. Well, hello there, Miss Josie. This is Miss Josie from
Mojo's on South Suite.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
And this lady can cook.
Yeah, I can cook and I can bake.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
Something I've never been able to do. I've never been able to bake bread. I can't have bread.
Yeah, well, most of the kids nowadays, they have to this new food stuff, but they don't know nothing about what we used to have, like tea cakes back in the old days.
Yeah,
or them big old big pound cakes that your grandmama made.
Yeah,
you
gotta have good
jug of milk with them. Yes, I'm telling you. But you know what? them old people back there made them pound cakes with lard. And a lot of y'all don't know what lard is. That ain't nothing but grease.
That's
but
right.
Them cakes taste like they had all kind of butter.
Mm, they sure did.
You remember the real cooks back in the day. They had, they used what they could do, and it's cutthroat and all this stuff they got on TV. They ain't never seen old school people put some stuff together. Get in one of them baskets. They could cook something to make you cry, be so good.
You know, I used to be crazy about watching Paula Deen on TV because she always put butter and stuff like that in her food. Ooh, child, that was good. I tried a couple of recipes. I tried a couple of cheese recipes, and it was good.
Oh, yeah, she's supposed to be coming back on. She got a new show coming back on pretty soon. Somebody has sponsored her, so that's
going to
be coming on pretty soon.
Yeah, she had a slip of the tongue. She starts naturally now.
Yeah, but you know about that? That was 20 years ago. And
yeah.
What bothered me about that is that we walk around here nowadays and call each other that like it ain't nothing. Now, when I was growing up, and this is for real, when I was growing up, we didn't call each other the N-word. We was like, what's up, skilly head? What's up, sister? What's up, girl? We made names. That was a word that we didn't use. And when we used it, it was about to be a fight.
That's right.
But now they use it so frequently, like it's just like a buddy-buddy system.
And it's not.
These young kids out here, they don't know how to think about what's going on and what they do with their life. And I feel bad for them because they don't know that later on in life they might want to be somebody. And the first thing going to come out of their mind is that the white man is holding me back. That ain't the person that's holding you back. The person that's holding you back is you.
That's
a long time ago when you were jumping over the fence with your pants hanging on. So, y'all need to think about that. Y'all think about a lot of the things that's going on nowadays. We can go through that. We live, we have fun. We can have radios and phones, cell phones, and video games and stuff. We played outside until the dirt started running down our forehead. Yes, that's right. That's right. We made our games up, and they were fun games. These kids nowadays, I don't think they know what fun games is. I feel bad because they don't know what it is. It's just like live and enjoy your life.
Y'all know what it is. That's the Cake Lady, Miss Joe. And we are here on the Elder Speak Show by Hood Talk Radio. This is your boy, Emac the Endless. And you know who I am, Hood Talk Radio and Hood Tunes Radio on Friday and Saturday. We'll be here on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. and until further notice. You know what I mean? But all y'all got to do is just dial that number, 646-478-0944 to either join the conversation or just listen to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com. And if you missed the show tonight, hey, it's all right. You can listen to it in the archives, okay? So we're going to take a break, listen to some good music, and we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Thank you.
35.
really can hit this one about Beyonce and the two girls that was on the American Idol, they sang the mess out of that song. I mean, they laid it out. The least people on there to post along with us.
Yeah.
And it was just, and I thought back to different shows. Another song that was doing was Listen. That was by Beyonce. Only a dude sang that.
Oh, yeah.
He laid it out. Oh, man.
Wow.
He laid it out.
Well, I don't, you know, I listen to a little bit of Beyonce. Okay? I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. I kind of enjoy it. But what I enjoy mostly is the songs that we had back in the day.
Oh, yeah. We told
when
stories.
When you heard one of our love songs, you heard a full story. It made me think about a whole lot of stuff. I mean, you know, we're talking about old Ben, Johnny Guitar Washington, the Ivy Brothers. I mean, the Shylight, it was like real music. But nowadays, everything that's being seen, it's like, you know, you listen to, I don't have nothing against rap. Believe me, I don't. But if you sang something that would grab people, you know, and just get the emotion on, you grab a lot of young kids. So what happens when the young kids grow older and they don't want to hear that kind
of thing? They like to rap. Because it tells a story about you, about what's happening in the street. That's
what
they like about.
In the
we didn't have that
right.
When we were young.
But we didn't have all
everything,
that mess going on in the street.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's why you can't fault them for relating to the music that they can understand.
Right.
Because
right.
When my kids were growing up, that's when rap was coming out.
Yeah.
And I had sit down, listen to it, and I saw that that was what was happening out there. It was right at the end of when it was happening, all the riots across town.
They using a lot of the rap music. If you listen to a lot of the rap music nowadays, you know, a lot of it is original. But a lot of the songs now, they go back and grab our beats for our songs.
Because they didn't run out. They run out.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's
you know,
the same thing.
They go with a good beat, a good song, not too bad. You gotta be able to, you know, gotta be able to understand both of them. I'm not saying that I don't.
Apologize, couldn't show up, but one of the biggest things is trying to get my meals together and keep them in an orderly process.
We need you to roll on up in here because we got you on spot right now.
No, that won't happen, my dear. I'm sorry. I would love to, but I got to get this stuff together. I'm going to see the doctor tomorrow. I'll make sure everything's in good shape. So that's a promise I made to myself. In terms of, and that's why I was telling. Well, I don't know. What have you guys been talking about?
A
I'm sitting here. Yeah. I'm sitting here watching.
What we like in music and song, and we just trying to get your opinion on some of this stuff and figure it out.
Well, again, I don't know what you've had an idea what topic is. I'm sitting here watching Hardball. And how they denying Obama. Of course, they denied Christ three times before the cock crowed. And I'm looking at all these races they're talking about close, especially when you talk about North Carolina and Georgia.
Those are haters.
Yeah, but by the same token. You just announced this evening or today. Kasich had to back up because he was supporting Obamacare. He took the Medicaid extension and found out how well it was doing and complimented us on it. Then when he found out what he was doing, he had to backtrack. You got, who's my guy? Should know his name in Kentucky. Sitting back talking about they have a different name for it. But it's working down there. And he said, well, we'll keep that in the website, but we want to get rid of Obamacare. Well, what's the website if you don't have what's behind it? So I don't know. I just think that, to a large extent, people need to just wake up and have a realization of what's going on. They can talk about many of the things.
Like you said about Kasich, he got all these commercials about what he's done and hire for jobs, and he hasn't done anything for jobs. He hasn't done any of the work that Obama has done, but yet still he's taking the ribbon and running with it. And a lot of people don't understand that. You have to really look at where the situation is at. Now, the Obamacare is out there. Yeah, there was some fix in there. Just like any other computer, a lot of people set up a computer system, and you have some fix and some glitches in there. But they was ready to take him to the field and beat him down because
they took him to the woodshed. But the part about it is they didn't realize it came true that once it got implemented, what it would do and the positive ramifications it would have. You still have, you got to think there's about 20 states that doesn't have the Medicare extension, Medicaid extension. I would be in bad shape if it didn't. Lord knows, if I was in Texas, I'd be done for, because that's what paid for all the things that I needed when I needed to go to emergency care and the like. Which again, is one of those things you never think about it until you need it, you know?
Exactly.
And then when it comes up and you need it, then you wonder where it's at, you know? You can sit back and talk about all the great things it would have done, but if you don't have it available, then you're in bad shape. So, but I tell you, on the greatest thing, I think this whole country is coming down to class, and that's the bottom line. It's coming down to class, it's coming down to money. I mean, look here. You take Burger King, who bought the garment, I forget the thing, equivalent of our Starbucks, in Canada. They can move to Canada and take advantage of the cheaper tax rate. How do we allow that to be done? I wonder how many Whoppers are going to be sold in Toronto or Saskatchewan. There's a real need for Whoppers in Saskatchewan, you know? All the Eskimos come down. I know, come on, think about it. With all you got going in America, they ain't no Whoppers up in there. They ain't making no money, but they can go up there and set up a corporation and take advantage of it. I'm paying taxes, and I got to protect
the
buildings.
That's what they want it to be.
But it's that way with everything.
They want to pay taxes, and they want to be able to enjoy life the way it is. And that's how they've been doing. But, you know, for the last two presidencies, these last two rounds, this is the most common time people have had, and I hope people open their eyes, especially these young people, open their eyes and get out here and really recognize the fact that they need to vote if they want to have a life, because if it don't go the way they want it, the first thing, I'm sick of this. I'm moving here. It don't matter what town you're moving to. They're not realizing that it happens in the whole world. You got to go out there and vote for who you want to vote for, you know.
Two things. You got to not only vote, but another thing, too. There has to be an understanding among them, because everything is quote-unquote available. There's nothing that's restricted. One thing that happened when you had Jim Crow and the segregation was you had to depend on your home for everything, whether it was groceries, whether it was getting your hair done, whether it was growing food to a certain extent, because you weren't allowed to basically intermingle with whites. Now, everything is open. All you got to do is look at TV. There's nothing. You got to have all of us on the commercials. And it's wonderful to have, what was it? I think the commercial with Cheerios, where the little girl came in and talked through the Cheerios on her father. And he said, whoa, this has to do with the heart. And she ran in the mother, and the mother happened to be white. and that was a wonderful thing. But the problem is that these days, can you buy a box of Cheerios? I'm telling you, you look at the price of what's going on and what's here, you cannot survive. You sit there, and Walmart is making so much profit, it's ridiculous, and turn around and their workers have to basically go on assistance. Who pays for the assistance but us, the people that work?
They're not even paying the people what they deserve to be paid in order to work there. And yes, they're cleaning up, like left and right. Just now, Converse has got a lawsuit with Walmart and H&M for selling Converse, Chuck Taylor's. Now, that's what we had back in the day. We had Converse shoes. But see, Walmart and H&M is selling so much of them and at a cheaper price, and they never got an approval to be able to sell them. And just like you said, with food and haircuts and stuff like that, I mean, when a haircut was $1. Now, I know
Walmart's come in.
You know, prices got to go up, but you can't afford to really basically live now. And that's another thing, especially with these people when they go to these payday loans. Those are only people that go on loan us any money.
Well, that's a rip-off, too.
And make sure you don't go overbound, because they won't do nothing for us. But, you know, you got other people that come across the water, and they get loans by the way.
Well, one of the things is, they say loan sharking is against the law. But here you haven't paid any loan, charging 600%. What do you call that? I call it legalized loan sharking. But guess what? Your state legislature let them do it. It's more, payday loan popped up just like, I don't even know what to say, almost gas stations. In fact, they're right next to a gas station because of the fact the profits are so great. But why are you driven there? You're driven there because the wages that you're getting are not enough to sustain yourself. And the saying goes, if you look at the people now that live from paycheck to paycheck, you know, and as they say, I'm one paycheck from being homeless. And that's happened. You can't make the mortgage payment because of what you do. And when they downsize your job or make you take a different position, and I don't care where you're at, what amount you're making. Because if you're making $30 an hour and they take you down to 20, your debts don't recognize that. They don't become less. They're the same amount. So I don't know.
I had to come out of work. I was at $29 an hour. And I enjoyed being able to work hard like that. But then when I come from there and I go down to almost $7 an hour, that's like taking my survival rate from something to nothing. And that's kind
of
hard
is.
To deal with, you know, just out here trying to survive, you know, wise with the little bit of income that I had coming. But a lot of these, you know, just like, you know, with the young folks, a lot of them, they get a little money and they go to McDonald's and Burger King's and everywhere else. And the fast food is just bad because you pay all that money and you only get feed up for one night.
Well, again, it's a cycle. I don't worry about that so much as it is when I go to a grocery store and I find something like Jiffy Mix, who I remember was four for a dollar, now it's $2.50, and that's on sale. I should get chicken wings were 99 cents a pound, now they're $1.69. Well, you come on, give me a break. My money has not increased that much to keep up with any of that. Okay? And it's only going to get worse before it get better. Because one of the things is, you're sitting up there having every disaster that you look around is occurring. And it's the smaller things. You just rise beyond belief. So I don't know. But look here, I'm going to have to go. But good chatting. I just hope to a certain extent the folks out there realize that there has to be a concerted effort to look through a lot of these things. And definitely since you're getting into the global economy, better wake up and see what you got and try and minimize what you're being, look through the veil and see what's actually there. Because there's a lot of people,
the way,
they say.
What school did you go to?
Oh, I went to Phillips Exeter Academy. high school and went to Williams College in graduate school. I mean, undergrad, and then went to Cleveland State. But once again, I guess if I'd taken the corporate path, it might be a little bit different. I might not be talking to y'all right now.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking. I wouldn't be talking to the 47%. On that note, I'm gonna let you go. Y'all take care. All right, bye-bye.
All right, everybody. That was Mr. John Chandler. You know what I'm saying? Bringing in Turner at Law. Because, you know, sometimes we all in different places. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty about having 5,000 lines on your switchboard. Call out or dial in to. All right, the number is 646-478-0944. We're going to take a break right quick, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Just sign your piece. It's the love song.
Yeah.
Daddy, where you at?
Bubba, love this song.
I love you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's been a great show tonight. And I hope y'all enjoyed yourselves as I did. This is the debut show of The Elder Speak by Hood Talk Radio. It's your boy, Max the Image, and we are going to turn the floor over to the Elder. So how y'all like y'all first night?
It's pretty cool. I'm getting a little warmed up to it. I'm a John S. Kennedy fighting eagle. So any of y'all out there that don't know nothing about the JFK fighting eagles, colors red, blue, and white, you know what I'm saying? We held it down for a long time. You know, when we opened up, we took over basketball. We took over football. We had a million-dollar band. We had the track team. And we did not mess around. So now I know some of y'all are going to be talking about the Rebels and the East Tech Stacks and all. Yeah, well, that was just
Adams
a temporary. You didn't graduate from Adams, though.
No,
okay, so I'm saying. Well,
I graduated from Audubon.
Audubon was your middle school.
Yeah.
What high school did you graduate from?
I graduated from John F. Kennedy.
All right, then. That's what I'm saying. You talking about Audubon. You were way back on me.
Yeah, I went way back.
Those were the good times, though.
Yeah,
those were the good times.
You could walk to school and have a good time. Remember how we used to go to Halloween? We take pillowcases.
Yep, pillowcases.
And fill them up full of candy, take them home, and go back and get another pillowcase.
Yes,
and
they did.
And people
want
to put needles in crazy
messing
razors.
With kids.
Yeah, they were doing all that stuff. We go home, and my mother was
but
separated.
You know, those were happier times.
Right.
Because I'm 65, and I remember living on the same street in the same area when I went to Observation Elementary School. With all Puerto Ricans,
right.
Everything. We lived next door to them. We played together. Now, you have to almost have a police escort if you want to play basketball. The guys used to stand up under the street lights and sing. And they used to, we used to get together on Saturdays and Sundays and play big softball. If it wasn't nothing to do, we had a lot of fun. We don't have fun like that anymore.
No, we don't. We used to be able to do a whole lot of stuff, but we can't do it now. We play. We would ride our bikes out there late at night up under the light, and when the street light came on, we had to come in the house. And so on the weekend nights when the street light came home, we was able to stay outside a little bit later. And
didn't have to lock your door.
No. No.
You could go in the house, fall asleep, the door be wide open, let the air come in. They don't do that anymore.
No, they
can't.
You can't do it. There's always somebody walking around trying to shake a doorknob so they can try to come in and do something to you. That's what the world has gone to. And like you know, you're 65,
and
I'm 63.
Like said, it's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah.
Before it gets better.
Oh, yeah.
And that's sad. This, do you know, is nowhere that you can move. Where you can say, just let out a sigh.
People overcharge you for rent.
Yes,
they want to charge for 5 rooms. They want to charge you a whole lot of unnecessary money. Yeah. They want to charge you a whole lot of money for just moving in. And then when you get in there, they don't want to fix up the place.
That's true.
And they just want you to move in there and pay their rent.
That's true.
It's just rough out here. You know, when we went to school, we didn't even have to worry about uniforms because we didn't wear all a bunch of unappropriate and stuff to school. We wore clothes that we could afford, and we had our little tennis shoes, and then nobody walk up to us and want to steal our tennis shoes. And you know what was a good part on in my growing up, too, is where we used to go down to the Coliseum after Sunday, after we got our church, we could go to the Coliseum, and you could touch the Temptation shoes. OJ, they were so close to the edge of the stage, you could touch it, you'd be right there, and you'd pay a whole lot of money. And I worked at a restaurant on Euclid.
Next door, I worked there.
I worked at the Crosswalk restaurant, and everybody that was somebody came in that restaurant before they went out.
It was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we grew up with fun, but you can't grow up
with fun. They don't know how to have fun these days. We didn't have all the electronics like they have now.
Right.
It was no such thing as Facebook and blogs and YouTube.
Get your business all out there.
My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bay would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger.